Gary Pearson joining us here from the North Platte Area Chamber of Development. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Tanner. Doing great.
It's good to have you back in the studio. It's been a while, so it's good to have you in. And welcome in back into a 90-degree day. And how about back to school?
Wow. I tell you, the summer just went by in a hurry, didn't it?
We say that every year, but I think when everybody would agree that when we're starting on the 10th, it definitely flew by.
Yeah, it seems like it's earlier all the time.
And it's funny, you get June is kind of, I always tell people, well, June's kind of a wash because you're just so busy with Nebraska land days. Yeah. You basically get July, and then it's school. Yep. I hope you enjoyed your July, and welcome into August and the first day of school. We wanted to get you in, though, because we had a big week here at North Platte this week.
Oh, my gosh. What a tremendous honor. You know, the Nebraska diplomats annually host their banquet in conjunction with the governor's Agriculture and Economic Summit in Kearney. And so it's a huge event. It's attended by probably about 600 people overall between the 2 days. There's like 550 people go to the banquet at the diplomats. And some of the top business leaders in the state of Nebraska, private sector business guys who their mission is to help the governor and the Department of Economic Development host dignitaries, you know, like internationally, and they'll help fund events that you just simply can't do with government public funding, you know. So they're extremely valuable resource. We've had several people from North Platte become diplomats over the years. It's kind of like the chamber ambassadors on the statewide level.
On the
level.
State level, okay. Yeah, that's kind of what I thought it was.
Yeah, but just do a lot of good work. And so every year they honor a community as its Nebraska Community of the Year. So the rewarding thing about this is the top business echelon in the state of Nebraska, recognizing all the great things going on in North Platte. When you consider it's 531 communities in the state of Nebraska, I mean, you're singled out. That says a lot.
Right.
So, you know, in the last 3 years, we've won the top two honors that could be bestowed upon a community. 2 years ago, Governor Ricketts named us the Showcase Community of the Year. So one is from state government. The other one's from the private sector business community. So two big feathers in North Platte's cap. And that's something we can use in all of our marketing efforts, you know, and so forth. But word's definitely out. We had is one of those deals you're sworn to absolute secrecy, so you can't breathe a word of it. But we kind of silently passed the word among a lot of the people who are really involved, the Chamber Development Corporation and city and the county and so forth, and we had just a wonderful representation
down
there.
That was my comments. I thought
50 plus people from North Platte just took them by storm, trust me, everybody in the state of Nebraska knows North Platte's for real.
Yeah,
you know, and it's just everybody just enjoyed the moment so much. It was just such an upbeat banquet, and the governor gave a really wonderful address to the group and talked about the future of Nebraska and the different policies that he wants to see carried out under his administration. And the next day, we got to hear from Trev Alberts at the noon luncheon and kind of brought us all up to speed what's going on in the Husker world. And it was really cool. He and Pillen, of course, both former Nebraska players, had a fireside chat. So they were sitting there and they were conversing back and forth, asking questions back and forth. And it was just really cool. And then yesterday, they have a number of workshops people can attend. They have six going on simultaneously throughout the day. And one of the workshops involved the sustainable beef story. So there was five of us that participated on that panel. Mayor Kelleher emceed, moderated the discussion. We had David Briggs, the CEO of Sustainable Beef, Rusty Kemp, who kind of originated the idea. And to hear Rusty's story is just it's fascinating and funny.
Yeah, to hear Rusty in general is pretty fun.
It is. And then Mike Bacon, who's the tax increment financing redevelopment attorney that was involved in the project, and then of course myself, And so we had a great discussion. We were able to tell a story as it unfolded and how we kept a lid on it for 6 months before going public, as we kind of worked through all the due diligence and made sure that everything was going to work here, and the investors and the people behind it were comfortable with what was going on. And then we, after the announcement, then we went through this 18-month process with 16 public hearings and public meetings and all the different agencies. And so it's a fascinating story, but it's one worth retelling. And of course, everybody can see the progress going on every time you go by
Newbury Avenue. Holy moly, no kidding.
And David talked a lot about all the things that's going into the construction part of it and so forth. So it's really, really neat week.
It's a gratifying, it's got to feel pretty gratifying to represent the city and have all your colleagues there, knowing all the hard work that's been put in over the last 2 years and see it recognized. You knew how big of a deal it was. I mean, Everybody, once the public found out, it was pretty obvious this was going to be a big deal. But to get the state's representation to recognize that is pretty gratifying. Just not that it's done. We're nowhere near done.
Right.
In fact, we're not even close to done. None of it's even come to fruition fully yet.
Right.
But it will. But that's got to be pretty gratifying just to know that the hard work so far is being recognized.
Yeah, it really is. And it was more about, I mean, it wasn't just sustainable beef.
Sure. It's,
you know,
a lot more.
Industrial Rail Park, the Inland Port Authority, what's going on in the Canteen District, the mall redevelopment, you know, all the housing development we're trying to get accomplished. So the rec center passage, you know, it's just North Platte's just clicking on a lot of cylinders, and the people are so engaged and the attitude's so positive. And that's when you can make things happen, when everybody collectively works as a team. You know, the city, the county, the state, Senator Jacobson have all been a critical key part of making it work. But then our 660 business members that support the Chamber and Development Corporation that allow us to do the things we do, you know, it all makes a difference. But when you work as a team, good things can happen. When you work against the team, that's when you just see stagnation and kind of discontent and things like that going on. But right now, we got it rolling.
Yeah, and that steamroll effect, I would imagine, I don't know, but I would imagine that only is a positive thing for more growth, because you're going to catch people along the way while your town's growing.
Yeah, right now it's just coming at us almost like machine gun speed. You know, everybody is intrigued about North Platte. They want a little piece of North Platte. We've hosted so many potential investors coming in here and taking a look at the community and figuring out maybe a niche that they could get involved in. And you know, you got these intriguing, neat stories like the latest thing that we've been working on is the gourmet chips,
right? Yeah,
deal, and that's a case in point. Without sustainable beef, that project doesn't happen.
That's an auxiliary project from that,
exactly. And there's four or five more coming as a result. As soon as sustainable beef decides who they want to do business with, you're going to see somebody with the pet food industry. You're going to see somebody dealing with the hides. Somebody dealing with the technology. The frozen beef, you know, those kind of things. So it's going to continue to have good spinoff effects. And then once we get the industrial rail park rolling and bring able to get some of those industries going and there, it's just going to be fascinating times in North Platte. And the next 4 or 5 years is just going to be the community is going to be on fire with good spirit and a lot of good, neat things happening, and we need a lot of good people as a result, you know, in our workforce. But we got to just keep pounding the pavement and hitting the situation hard with housing development, you know,
sure,
and getting new developments going. We're making some inroads. It's just we're not, you know, it's never enough. You know, you just got to keep it rolling.
And it probably won't be for a while. You're not
exactly
going to probably get caught up for quite a while.
Yeah. Well, I think we were so far behind,
right,
too. You know, just that, you know, that's what happens when you got kind of stagnation going on. Well, it was a very stable economy always in North Platte. You know, had some great base industries here, good farming, ranching country. But, you know, it just never really moved the needle. You know, its population's been around that 24 or 25 for 40 plus years. So when that happens, you're kind of your housing development just kind of falls by the wayside. Mm-hmm. You just don't see much going on. So we really had to kick that in high gear and accelerate it and recruit developers from the outside. So we've got a few of them believing in North Platte now.
Talking with Gary Pearson here with the North Platte Area Chamber of Development. You mentioned the Gore Meat Chips. I haven't gotten the chance to talk to anybody about this. So tell the folks what that is and what the future of it is.
Yeah, this is a guy by the name of Stig Rasmussen. He's from Denmark. And he's
I'm going to say Stig is not the name I hear too often.
Right. So. And wait till you meet the guy. What a character. Good golly. He's a big old burly guy. He's a fourth generation butcher. And so he understands every aspect of beef, you know. And he perfected this. It looks like a potato chip. Obviously, potatoes aren't involved, but it's a beef chip. And it tastes like jerky, but it has the crispiness of a potato chip.
Okay.
And you have the jerky flavor without, you know, the hard chewing and getting it stuck in your teeth and all that stuff. But it's made, it's very high in protein, and it is very healthy. It has no sugars, no salts, no preservatives, nothing like that. So it's very nutritious, and he's going through USDA compliance and getting a patented as well. But he's had this going for like 20 years. So once you eat one of those chips, I mean, they're addictive. But if you eat a small bag of them, I mean, you're full. And he says a lot of people, they just take that for lunch. And, man, you've got all your nutrients you need for a lunch. And it's just but he's such a fascinating character. But anyway, the Quality Growth Fund, he came to the committee. He's been using Nebraska beef because the quality of it. He has just fell in love with Nebraska beef over the years, as opposed to European beef. So that's what he's always used. That drew him to Nebraska. And so everybody was telling him about the sustainable beef thing. And they're going to have a certain amount of their product that Walmart is not going to utilize. So that's the excess part that Stig could use. So he befriended Trey Wasserberger and Andy Olson. And so they're partners in this thing now. And so they've been just working so hard behind the scenes trying to get this, make sure this thing happens in North Platte and find a manufacturer, build or adapt an existing building. But you have to construct it to USDA grade, which we do not have any facilities like that, but truly value-added ag. And so come before the Quality Growth Fund committee. He needs about $5 million to launch this project. And so they granted him a $500,000 small business loan, 4.75% interest, and then a $250,000 potential grant based on job creation, kind of a credit after the fact, after you show them, you know, that the jobs have been created and so forth. So that was approved for recommendation by the Quality Growth Fund Committee. It goes to the City Council on August 15th. Okay. So that'll be a fascinating thing to watch, especially if Stig can make it back across the pond again from Denmark, because he's such a fascinating character. He'll stand up there and just entertain the crowd. But he's so passionate and he believes so much in this thing. But that has a tremendous potential. I mean, you think of maybe how a Dorothy Lynch got started or a Frito-Lay, you know, and everybody has to start small at some point. They're just an entrepreneur that had a wonderful idea and found the financing to get it launched. And so that's kind of what this story is all about. So I think we're going to have another really fascinating story come along. And so everybody just keep staying in tune for that.
Awesome. All right. Yeah. Well, we'll pay attention to the city council meeting here next week then and see where that goes. But that's a byproduct of this beef plant that would not have likely been here at all if that wasn't here.
Yep. Absolutely right.
All right. Gary Pearson here with the North Platte Area Chamber of Development. Well, I don't know. What else do we have? Anything else on?
Oh, my gosh. You know, there's so many things. It's just crazy. But, you know, our chamber ambassadors, they have their annual tournament.
That's right.
The Ambassador Classic. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we have a lot of the ambassadors involved in that. It's a great time to bring people to the community as a guest. and give them the North Platte flavor. They got a really unique format that they play under, and so we got that going on. And I think there's a couple slots still left. People want to jump in, but it's a two-man team, and it's tea times and so forth. Then your pairings on the final day is always about how you scored on Saturday. So I always have the very early morning Sunday tea time for some reason.
That's where they put the best ones, right?
No, it isn't. But I always take one for the team, you know?
Yeah. I might get pushed out of Sunday's competition if I participated, so that's all right. But that's great. Yeah, is that this weekend?
Yes, it
okay,
is.
Okay, very good.
So we just keep it rolling, and got so many things going on behind the scenes. It's so, so crazy good. I can tell you when I got here almost 8 years ago, and it'll be 8 years ago this fall that I came to North Platte. North Platte was a tough sell. You know, trying to get in front of people and trying to convince them to come this direction and so forth. And now it's quite the opposite. People are coming here, inquiring, and we've continued to just meet with a lot of people. We're making some progress on some of our projects out at the Industrial Rail Park. Just going to sign a contract with a guy that's going to help us with the soybean crush plant to try to get it launched. And so a lot of things stirring. And so you'll have plenty to talk about in the coming couple of years.
Well, that's a good problem to have. You know, I'll be honest with you. I came here 11 years ago and had no intention of ever staying in this town, for one. My wife's from here, but this was not going to be my dead. And I'm not sure this is the goal for my career, but it certainly wasn't a place where I was ever going to stay. And I didn't. North Platte wasn't moving the needle at all for me. I mean, and really, I don't think it was moving the needle, if I'm being honest. At all, you know, there wasn't much change. It felt like it was just about the same as it'd been when I was a kid when I'd come here. And this town now in the last 4 years has got to be almost unrecognizable in some places for people who have never been here, haven't been here in a while.
Exactly. And we hear that all the time. People come, they're just fascinated with downtown. They go by the mall and they see all the development out on the interstate and they go, holy smoke, you know, just what happened?
And in the next 4 years.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see the exact same, you're going to hear the same comments, even from today's growth to now to 4 years down the road. I imagine there's going to be a lot of changes. And, you know, as you went to a state conference, it's got to be fun. Obviously, you're competing with other towns.
Oh, sure.
There's natural competition.
Yeah.
But the state of Nebraska as a whole, I mean, obviously Lincoln's and Omaha have their own growth. But I mean, you drive by Kearney and they've got their growth that has been pretty tremendous as well. So the state's in pretty good hands right now.
Yeah, it bodes well for the state's future, and we needed that to happen. Nebraska is such a well-kept secret almost, you know. It's just a great quality of life, great place to live. You know, I can't think of myself ever living anywhere else but Nebraska. I'm die hard, you know, and that's, it becomes easier to sell too, because you can sell that way of life and so forth. And, you know, you're a legendary voice now on Husker Radio, so you cannot go anywhere, Tanner. You got to see this whole thing unfold.
Well, I am.
Tell the story.
I got to tell you, it is exciting to see, and it does naturally create passion in somebody that's younger who didn't have passion for a town. You know, this isn't my hometown, and I never thought it would be. And so, but now every one of my kids has been born here and they're growing up here, and it is their hometown.
Absolutely.
And so it's kind of become that. And it does create passion in you. There's no doubt about that. So stay involved, folks, and keep up to date. We'll try to keep you up to date as well. But by having great people like Gary. And anything else you want to touch on this morning?
Yeah, I just say, you know what? We woke up the sleeping giant.
There you go.
Being North Platte, and the giant likes what he's seeing.
There you go. Absolutely. Well, and if we can just get that football team in Lincoln to turn things around.
I know.
Did Trev have any secrets for us?
Oh, my gosh. He's fired up.
It's all positive right now because Matt Rhule's undefeated.
Yeah. Well, you know, like anything, it's going to take time to build. But I think the culture is there, and he has a lot of the same qualities. You know, nobody will ever be a Tom Osborne. I mean, it's never, never, never gonna see something like that. But I think he brings a lot of the same qualities and the ethics and just the passion for kids. So I, you know, you can see that tendency, but you know. We've been down this road before with people. And, you know,
sounds just a little familiar there, Gary.
That we're always going to hang tough, and that's what Trev talked a lot about, is just the passion of Nebraska people. you know, and it's the fans that make the difference. You know, it's 100%. How they fund their programs. And he said, there's nobody else in the Big Ten in the country can match the faithful following of a united state behind one program.
100%. 100%. Well, Gary, thank you for your time this morning. I know you're a busy guy, so we'll let you get on your way. But appreciate it, and we'll have you again soon to keep recapping some big news.
Take care.
All right. Thank you so much again.